Senior Story, Chapter 3, A Hard Choice.
"I don't know what to pick," moaned Giselle to her parents. "Norway or the drama team?"
"Right now, you're still smothered in feelings," said her dad. "Feelings alone will never help you make good decisions. Feelings are kind of like being inside a dream. You may feel super happy or terribly frightened while you're having one, but once you wake up, you don't let the dream decide how you'll spend your day. You know it's not real, so let's wake you up to reality, set your feelings aside, and go through some steps that will help you make the best choice."
He folded a piece of paper in half. On one side, he wrote Norway, and on the other side, he wrote drama team. They made a list of all the good things that Giselle could think of for each opportunity. Under Norway, she wrote, "See Aunt Wendy, climb mountains, swim in the Norwegian Sea, ride ferry boats, visit museums, castles, islands, and waterfalls." Under drama team, she wrote, "Visit 3 states and 2 countries," which included sightseeing. "Plane rides to Haiti and Mexico, lots of performances, and being with Anna."
"Now, let's list any problems or negative things you can think of," said Dad. For Norway, she had 3 hours a day of dog care, plus extra on weekends. Missing Anna, who would be with the drama team, and missing next summer's soccer camps.
For drama team, she listed missing Christmas and Easter with family, no spring soccer, gone 12 weekends, long bus rides. And both lists included trying to keep up her good grades at school.
"So far," her mom said while glancing at the list, "you've written down things that seem good and bad for you. Now, let's look at these opportunities the way God does. Why would he want you to go to Norway or to be on the drama team? We never want to make decisions without looking at what is important to him. Remember what the Bible says? Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." The three of them worked on this together. Under Norway, they listed helping Ziggy out so he could go to Alaska and work at his new job, and spending time with Aunt Wendy, who lived alone and adored Giselle. For drama team, they wrote sharing the message of God's love to hundreds of people, learning how to share her own love for God when talking to kids, seeing the needs of people in poor countries, and learning to be very disciplined with her time.
"Is this helping, Giselle?" asked her mom. "Do you have a clearer picture of what each opportunity offers, so you have more than just feelings to guide your decision?"
"Yes," said Giselle, "but it's still a hard choice."